Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. She is so busy. I'm surprised she was able to find the time to chat with us here at the studio. But we're so thrilled. We're so fortunate. Dana Manning is here in studio. Dana, it's good to see you.
You too, Jamie. Thank you for having me.
You are so busy. You've got so much on the agenda. But first off, I just saw you on stage recently with Full Petty Fever.
Yes.
You were doing the Stevie Nicks part for some of those songs. That was awesome.
Thank you. That was so much fun. All I've ever wanted to be was Tom Petty. So it was great to be a part of that show.
Yeah, that was great. What a fun concert. So that was just recently. You have a new album coming out.
I do. I have a new album called Field Notes. It's going to officially be out in October. We don't really put the whole album out there anymore, but I'm doing the release at the Tom Patterson Theater on July 14th.
Yeah, because you've got that concert coming up.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
I'll have advanced copies of the album there, and I'm running a big Kickstarter campaign to try and get folks behind me to help support financially my album. I'm trying to raise 50% of the cost this time, which is tough.
Yeah, because there's things like, you know, you don't just put that album out there. There's studio time, there's all the graphics and everything like that.
And the musicians, too. I've been really fortunate. I've been working with a fellow named Derek Downham from Toronto, who's an incredible writer. So we've been kind of co-writing a couple of songs for the album. And Kevin Bright is playing on my album, who's played with Norah Jones very famously.
Very nice.
Yeah. And then John Beadle Bailey, I don't know if anyone knows, but he's a big Juno and a Grammy Award engineer that lives in New Hamburg and works out of New Hamburg. So I'm working with him and, of course, Ben Bolt Martin from the Stratford Festival. So I'm kind of making the record of my dreams.
Wow. Yeah. So it's called Field Notes. What's the sort of focus of the album? Why Field Notes?
Well, Field Notes really was inspired by, I'm doing my Master's of Community Music right now at Wilfrid Laurier.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Anything else on the go? Like, oh my gosh.
Well, I'm doing a research piece with that endeavor, and I thought Field Notes, I'm taking so many notes this year, it was really great. But also, I really am trying to think about what Canadiana sounds like for this album, and what Canadian culture sounds like with what everything that's going on in the world. And I really do feel like I've pulled from my roots with this album, and really inspired by Blue Rodeo and the Guess Who and Joni Mitchell and Matt Mays and Gordon Lightfoot. You'll hear all of those influences on this record. I'm really trying to capture a Canadiana sound. And so I really feel like I've taken my field notes on what that is.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping to make a record. Even the subject matter, one song's called Take Me to Tobermory and one's called The Jack Pine, and it's just very much a Canadiana record that I really feel is important to make right now.
And that's been kind of part of through your musical journey, has been those touches of Canadiana, if you will.
Yeah, I really did. I kind of wrote, you know, the typical singer-songwriter stuff when I was younger, and then really took a turn around when I turned 30 or so, where I really started looking at the world around me and writing songs like Charlie Lake. And then, of course, I started Trent Severin with them and went down that path. But this one is this one's my record. Yeah.
It's
going to be good.
We're so looking forward to it. So the Kickstarter campaign is happening now. Folks can help out and be a part of this.
Yeah. And actually, kind of a fun thing that I'm doing, because it's tough. You can order pre-order a CD, and it's going to be beautiful. Scott McCowan's doing all the artwork for it, and it's got a field note theme. And but I'm doing these beautiful Nordic socks that I found. So if you order a pair of socks, you'll also get a digital album in your inbox. And you can listen to it while you wear your beautiful socks.
So
they can find that on my website, danamanning.com, and it only runs till May 25th. So it's a big push to fundraise.
Okay, so this month. So get in on it. We'll share the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. Again, the new album, Field Notes, and we're so looking forward to it. And we've got more stuff coming up. Let's segue into that concert that's coming up for Tom Patterson Theater July 14th.
Yeah, so that's part of their Monday Music series. It's right in the Tom Patterson. Most of the folks from the record are joining me, and you'll hear the entire album plus a couple new songs. Also, I've got some special guests. I've been producing a few of my Folk Army kids, and I think one of them's going to release a single as well.
Oh,
and so
great.
She'll debut that at the Tom Patterson.
All right.
Yeah, and it's pretty great.
And you're behind the scenes, if this is not enough, you're behind the scenes and very much a part of the Canada Day celebrations as well.
Yes. I've been working with Pete Watson, of course, who's from the Bookends. So he's kind of taken over booking the acts and running the stage and stage management. So that's been really helpful this year. Canada Day is going to be great. We've got the Fitzgeralds. So many acts. I'll have to write them down.
And it's still early days enough. Yeah.
Yeah. They're coming from London. I think the SDSS jazz band is going to open the day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then we also have Market Square Music. So that starts on May 23rd. And as long as the weather's great, it's free in the Market Square at 6:30 p.m. on Fridays for 6 weeks, May 23rd. And if it's raining, we'll try and do it on Saturday morning at 10:30.
Right.
And we have some Folk Army Kids, Aviva Goad, and actually Nora Stevens. I haven't worked with her, but I think Ron Sexsmith has been working with her. Those two are going to kick it off, and it's a great lineup. I just posted it up to all the socials.
Okay, perfect. So that's great that the Friday night music get-togethers and, of course, Canada Day celebrations. And I'll be on hand for the Canada Day celebrations.
Yes, Jamie, you're hosting this year. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Yes. I'm so looking forward to it for sure. And if that's not enough, you're writing Crailer Girls, or that is still in sort of production of thing?
Well, it's a funny thing because that play already exists. So I've been kind of tasked to writing it into a semi-musical.
Okay.
It's more based around songs than it is a fully sung play, although a lot of the scenes are sung. So we're working on that. We'll be working on that for the next year. Maybe we'll have it ready around this time this year to see for the first time, but that has been such a joy.
Yeah.
I actually am including one of the songs from Crailer Girls on my new album. It's called A Dream Lives in Your Heart.
Oh, nice. Nice connection. There you go. We're so looking forward to the new album. It's called Field Notes, Dana Manning. Dana, did we leave anything off this very busy agenda? My gosh.
No, I think we got
it all. Wow. And again, it was, I should throw this in too. I mean, it seems like forever ago, but it was so wonderful being on stage with you as part of the Charles Dickens Christmas Carol reading that was for the Rotary Hospice.
Great.
What an amazing evening. That was way back many months ago, back in December, but that
I
was
sure
so much
learned
fun.
I learned how to put on a nice show that night. Judy is such a professional, and it was amazing to work with all those other artists and yourself.
Yeah, and Peter Mansbridge hosting that evening, too. So, Dana Manning, we wish you continued success. Keep us in the loop for everything that's coming up, and continued success.
Thank you so much.